Yes, praise the Lord for what it's worth. The Bible says laughter is like medicine to the soul and it brings healing to the bones. In other words, to laugh is healthy according to the Bible. They say when you laugh, endorphins are released into your blood. And it is said that endorphins is a painkiller. It brings about a feeling of well-being and is 6 times stronger than morphine. I repeat what the scripture says. It says, laughter is like medicine to the soul. It brings healing to the bones. Now, why is it like medicine to the soul? Because the soul houses your will, your intellect, and your emotions. So, laughter brings about emotional healing. It relieves stress. It breaks tension. When you laugh, you get people to listen. When you are humorous, when you smile, when you have joy, and when you make people laugh, it improves your immune system. It increases long-term memory retention. It improves understanding. When you laugh and have joy, something happens in your soul, in your spirit, in your body, in your environment. It aids in learning. It helps communicate messages. When you laugh and have fun and is humorous, it improves group cohesiveness. People love people who's fun. People love people who laugh and who smile. But if you are moody and if you are angry and sullen, people don't want to associate with you. It can be counterproductive to, it can lead to a demise in your business too, because the customers don't want to deal with you. They don't want to come to you because you're always got a sour face. But if you smile and you laugh and you make a humorous comment or share something, a story that make people smile and laugh, that bring joy, it can enhance the quality of your business. It can generate a greater income. It can establish a powerful client base for you, because laughter, humor, and joy diffuse conflict. It builds trust. It brings people closer together. It boosts overall brain power when you laugh, when you smile, when you have fun. But when you are angry, when you are bitter, the gall releases bitterness into your body and you become sick. People who are angry, they upset themselves and they get a stroke. And from a stroke, you can die. So laughter, humor, and joy, it increases objectivity. It improves focus. It triggers new connections. It improves likability. And you as a businessman or woman, or as a salesperson, or as a startup business, even if you have a small business, or you're a service provider, maybe you're a plumber or a contractor or whatever, or a hairdresser, or whatever your business may be, or the service you render. If people enjoy your company, you, in other words, you must sell yourself first, for want of a better word. Selling yourself, not in a bad way. It means they must buy into you first. They must like you as the service provider. They must like you as the salesperson. They must like you as the business person. And if they like you, they listen to you about your product you have. They listen to you about your service. They listen to you about your sales speech. Because they love you, they like you. And when you speak, they want to hear what you have to say. And they automatically respect you because you're a person always full of joy, always smiling, always laughing, always being humorous. And people, even in their own area, if they have that same kind of service, even if they live 30 kilometers away or 20 kilometers away from you, and there may be people close to them, in close proximity, who render the same service, who sell the same product, they say, no, I want to go to that person. I want to go to that lady, to that gentleman. I want to go to that business because it's fun. It's an experience to be with them. It's joyous. It's celebratory. It boosts my enthusiasm. It boosts my self-esteem. It makes me feel good. It relieves the stress when I deal with that company or that salesperson or that businessman or woman. You see, so humor, joy, and laughter, I repeat, it triggers new connections. It improves likability. It enhances problem-solving skills. Because if you have joy, if you are battling with a problem in your work situation, if you are angry and you are sullen and you are moody, you don't feel like working. You don't feel like thinking about this problem. You don't think, want to try to solve it or fix it because you're angry. You're moody. But if you have joy in you, if you are humorous and you are full of fun and laughter, it enhances your problem-solving skills because now you become creative and innovative. It increases your attractiveness. It prevents long-term burnout. It increases your attractiveness. You've always heard that ladies say they like a man who's humorous. They like a man who laughs. You see, that's one of the things that draw ladies to a man. And I'm sure that draws a man to a lady also, when a lady smiles and laughs and has a full of joy. You see, so laughter, humor, and fun and joy, it enhances problem-solving skills. It increases attractiveness. It prevents long-term burnout. It provides a boost of energy. It improves productivity. It lowers blood pressure. Look there. So laughter, to have joy, it lowers your blood pressure. It's therapeutic. It reduces the risk of heart disease. It burns calories, those who want to lose weight. It increases happiness. It increases perceived leadership skills. It creates more opportunities. It improves personal ratings. It builds confidence in abilities. It increases the size of your paycheck, of course, because even the boss, if he sees you always fun, you always smile, and you always make him feel good, he will invite you to dinner to his home. He will invite you on a holiday, and he will promote you because he will give you an increase and he'll give you a better position because he says you are the type of person our customers need. You must be the face of the company. We must put you on the front desk. You must become our PR, the public relations of the company, because you are always full of joy and always smiling and always laughing. You see, and so that's what I try to do every day. And so we, as the Heatwave, in the Heatwave Connection, we always try to speak in a fun way, in an exciting way. So for instance, when I come from church, a pastor normally brings me home, and then I say, "Pastor, can you stop along the way by my uncle?" And he said, "By your uncle? Yes, can you stop? I'll show you where my uncle lives." And then I point him to Kentucky. I say, "That's my uncle, Uncle Kentucky." That's what I call Kentucky. And if I go to McDonald's, I say to the pastor, "Pastor, can you stop by my other uncle?" My uncle Mac is McDonald's, Uncle McDonald's. So we the way we speak is humorous and it's fun. You see, so when we talk about the money, we say, "Have you got the folding stuff? Have you got the money?" You see, we call money the folding stuff, or we call money smunyu, or we call money the zak, or like we know in Spanish, the dinaro, and so forth. So that is what we do. And so if people phone me, like guys, they say, "Look here, I'm picking you up. I want you to go with me. We can go and have lunch or breakfast or something like that." Then they say, "Are you ready?" Then I say, "Yes, I'm suited and booted and I'm showered and empowered and I'm dressed to impress." So that means that I'm already showered, I already dressed up and I already freshen up. And that's why I say also to the people at the church and to people, in the morning, wake up, then get up, then pray up, then freshen up, then dress up, and then mask up, and then show up, and never ever give up. The Lord bless you. Remember, keep on laughing. Even the Bible says in the book of Nehemiah, in the Christian Bible, Nehemiah in the Old Testament, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, it says, he said to the people, "Rejoice in the Lord, have joy," because he says there, "The joy of the Lord is your strength," because the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. I researched, went back to the Hebrew word, and the Hebrew word means actually the joy of the Lord is your stronghold. So in other words, if you are joy, you are protecting yourself against disease and infirmity. If you have joy, people are drawn to you. You increase your likability if you have joy. And then the Bible says in the book of Philippians, it's a letter to the church in Philippi in Asia Minor. And Paul wrote to that church there and he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. That is in chapter 4 of Philippians, the letter to the church at Philippi, Philippians 4 verse 4. And then Jesus himself said, when men and women falsely accuse you, or they persecute you, he says, rejoice and leap for joy, for great is your reward in heaven. Don't go into a state of sadness or in a state of depression when people falsely accuse you. Even the Bible says in chapter 5 of the book of Acts, when the apostles were persecuted, they were taken and they were hit with sticks and whips, because they preach in the name of Jesus. And when they were released, the Bible says they went about, they were glad, they rejoiced because they could suffer for the name of Christ. In the book of James, that is the book after the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, it says, James 1 verse 2, it says, count it sheer joy when you fall into diverse kind of temptations, because the testing of your faith produces patience. Then James 1 verse 12 further down, it says, blessed is the man, or the woman of course, blessed is the man or woman who endure temptation, because once you have passed the test, you will receive the crown of righteousness. So what he is saying, temptation is actually a test. And if you pass that test, you will be promoted, my friend. So rejoice in the Lord always. I think my friends who speak French taught me, so I said, what is it? I always say, take joy or rejoice. And they said, it says, prendre la joie. Prendre means to take. Prendre la joie. So I say to you, prendre la joie. Take joy, my friend. Don't go into a state of depression. In the world today, if you watch the television or the news, or you open your social media, get a notification. Most of the news you receive today is bad news and sad news. It's stuff that can take you to a place of hopelessness, or take a place of despair or depression, or you feel like giving up. But if you rejoice in the Lord, rejoice, count your blessings, give thanks unto the Lord for being alive, the ability to see, to hear, for your family, your friends, your safety, for sustenance, something to eat, a place to sleep, and all of that. Just give thanks unto the Lord. And if you start thanking God, then you'll see the joy welling up. So don't worry about the things out there, the bad news. We are not denying these things. We are not reasoning it away. We are realistic. We are aware of that. But we take our burdens, we give it to the Lord. We give our worries to the Lord. We give our fears to the Lord. The Bible says, casting all your care on him, for he careth to you. 1 Peter 5 verse 7. Cast your care. Psalm 55 verse 22, 23. Depends if Afrikaans or English. You will find he says, cast your burdens on the Lord, for he will undertake for you. He will take care of you, my friend. So what is my take when I hear about all these bad things and these ominous things and the threats of things that's happening in the world at large? My take is Psalm 91. Psalm 91 says, though 10,000 fall by my right hand and 1,000 by my side, it won't come near me. So if you're a child of God, even if people die around you, and for years people have been dying around you, but that death didn't come near you. So have that same mindset. Just say, if 10,000 fall by my right hand and 1,000 by my side, it won't come near me. That's the promise of the Lord. Amen. And then if you read further in verse 10, in Psalm 91, it says, no pestilence, no disease or sickness or infirmity, no arrow that fly by night, a pestilence that fly by night will penetrate you, your soul, because as you believe, so shall it be. But you may say, but sickness has taken hold of me. Yes, but the Bible says, Job said, the thing that I feared, it came over me. If you fear a thing, it happens to you, because that's a kind of belief, a kind of faith in that negative thing. You see, don't say it. Don't say, I'm going to get it. Don't say, it seems I'm getting it. Oh, I'm going to get it. I'm fearing. Just say, no, the Lord is my shield. He's my hiding place. He's my protector. The hymn said, you are my hiding place. The Bible says, Colossians 3 verse 3, our lives are hid with Christ in God. He's our refuge. So that is my defensive scriptures. That is what I arm my mind with. These scriptures, Psalm 91. And then Isaiah chapter 60. He says, darkness will come over the earth, but over you the light of the Lord will shine. It means it may be dark out there. It is dark out there. It is dark pertaining to sickness, disease, infirmity, and whatever problems it may be. But over you the light of the Lord will shine. And you will experience a different experience because you believe in the Lord. The Lord bless you. Take joy. Prends la joie.